Okay, in our next hour, one of the other stories we'll be following, this major news flash today about how low-fat, this low-fat religion is a myth. It's a lie. Should that shock you? Not at all. Pam Colleen's been saying that on this radio station for years and years. And today, study from Harvard, study from Brigham Young saying Pam was right all along. We'll talk to Pam about the study on the other side of the news update right here on the Live Drive with Andy Edmond on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
CJBK.
6 minutes after five on this Friday afternoon, Halloween weekend. What are your rules about kids and candy? Oh, forget that. What are your rules about adults and candy? It's safe to say that there's an inordinate supply of treats in homes all across the area this weekend. And it'd be naive to think it's just the kids who are dipping into the goodies. Here's my question for you this afternoon, somewhat less of a concern on Halloween weekend than the issue of sugar, but low-fat. Are you a believer in a low-fat diet? If you are, you probably got that way by listening to Health Canada and listening to so many other talking heads out there. For years, author and health nutritionist counselor Pam Colleen has said on a show we've been doing on this radio station literally for years, the whole low-fat religion is based on lies. And Pam was a lonely voice for a long, 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 long time. And she took a lot of flack for holding that position, that animal fats are good for you. And eating fat does not make you fat. Well, what do we hear today? In a study from Brigham Young and Harvard. Yeah, you've heard of both schools. Pretty reputable schools. Listen to what they're saying about low fat. Yeah, Pam was right. Listen to this.
All right, one of the most debated questions in the world of weight loss, what is the best way to shed extra pounds? Many people follow a low-fat diet to achieve that goal. But now, new research suggests low-fat diets don't work. CTV's Aaron Paul is joining us now with that story. Aaron.
Sort of counter to what we've been told all along, isn't it? So this study, Marcia, shows there is no good reason for recommending low-fat diets. They say the science doesn't support the theory that these types of diets are the best way to lose weight. So this information comes from researchers at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Massachusetts and Harvard University. It's a major review of 53 scientific studies covering about 70,000 adults. The results published today in the scientific journal The Lancet. So the study found low-fat interventions, as they call them, are no more successful than higher-fat interventions for losing weight and keeping it off for periods longer than a year. In fact, the results show that low-carb diets lead to greater weight loss than low-fat diets. So researchers looking at the data from these 53 different studies measuring the difference in weight loss between these two groups. Those in the low-carb group lost more, kept it off. In the low-fat diet, the weight loss was only 13 ounces. In the higher-fat, the low-carb group, 2.5 pounds on average. You can see the difference there. So just reducing dietary fat intake does not lead to weight loss. But the author of the study says this isn't the point. Society needs to examine how we approach eating. This is what she says. We need to look beyond the ratio of calories from fat, carbs, and protein to a discussion of healthy eating patterns, whole foods, portion sizes, finding new ways to improve diet adherence.
Well, there it is. 10 minutes after five, of course, we have to talk to Pam Colleen. Can you imagine how she feels after all the names she's been called, the nasty letters that have been sent to me about why do you have that woman on the air talking about animal fats? And here it's all confirmed today. We'll talk to Pam in just a moment right here on the Live Drive with Andy Edmond on News Talk 1290 CJBK. 514, the low-fat lie. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Pam Colleen to talk about the results of a study of 53 scientific studies. This is a study published in The Lancet about how the low-fat religion, so many people have been the altar of low-fat religion they've been worshiping at for so many years. Now they're told in a study conducted at Harvard and Brigham, it's all a lie. Here's a short summary of what the study of the studies says.
Low-fat interventions, as they call them, are no more successful than higher-fat interventions for losing weight and keeping it off for periods longer than a year. In fact, the results show that low-carb diets lead to greater weight loss than low-fat diets. So researchers looking at the data from these 53 different studies measuring the difference in weight loss between these two groups. Those in the low-carb group lost more, kept it off. In the low-fat diet, the weight loss was only 13 ounces. In the higher-fat, the low-carb group, 2.5 pounds on average. You can see the difference there.
Okay. Well, Pam Kalina, as I say, I've been saying this for 10 years, so we just had to call Pam this afternoon. Pam, appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey, Pam, here we go again. Big health report, news flash. You know, all the lights are flashing, buzzers are going off. And my reaction is, Pam Kalina's been saying this for 10 years, the lie of low-fat. The low-fat lie, Pam, how many years have you been saying this?
Well, I have to give CJBK a lot of credit here because for the last 10 years, you guys have let me on air to warn people about this low-fat lie. So credit to the station because really you were the only station in London reporting on this 10 years ago. And it's really great to see that mainstream media is catching on more and more and more to this low-fat lie, because ultimately this is what's going to help reverse this healthcare crisis that we're going through right now, this healthcare crisis that's potentially going to bankrupt this province.
Pam, in the scheme of things, people may hear this story and they'll smile and they go, well, isn't that interesting? But really, this is a news flash. This is a major news story. If people really believe this and change their eating habits, it would have major repercussions.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, as soon as people start increasing their intake of animal fat in the diet, they should feel instant reward for it. It's going to make you feel more energy, brain clarity. You're probably going to sleep better at night. There's all sorts of improvements that you'll start noticing as you increase your intake of animal fat. It's just a healthier diet all around when you eat this way. This is the way you evolved. This is what kept us healthy for millennia. Unfortunately, this low-fat lie that has suddenly crept into our diets has led nothing but disaster in our lives in terms of health.
Pam, explain something to me. Why is it the folks at Harvard and the pointed heads at Brigham and Young, these very intelligent people with all these research dollars, didn't know what you've been telling us for 10 years?
Well, they couldn't know because, you see, the soybean industry, the canola industry, the corn industry, I mean, the vegetable oil industry has so much influence over research, over our universities, media, over the medical profession in general. So these lobby groups have so much pressure over these entities that they've sided with the vegetable oil industry now for decades. And now that we see that eating a low-fat diet, avoiding animal fats in our diet, is leading to a healthcare crisis, we have no choice because this healthcare crisis is completely unsustainable, Andy. People are dropping like flies. You have the number one cause of disability here in North America is depression. And we know that if people start eating more animal fat in the diet, this is going to elevate their mood. Corporations, government cannot sustain the level of even an illness like depression, chronic fatigue, very much related to depression. I mean, these people are not well enough to go to work. So how can this healthcare crisis be sustainable, even in terms of productivity?
What is the price? And you've touched on it, but what is the price we have been paying for believing the low-fat lie?
Andy, I call it the multi-trillion dollar lie. This has cost us trillions of dollars to believe this malarkey about animal fat having allegedly joined the dark side, right? It has cost us trillions of dollars, and that's just monetary. I mean, I'm not even including the emotional grief that it's caused us. So we have to go back to the way we know kept us healthy. We know that when we got about 70% of our calories from animal fat, we were actually much healthier than we are today. So let's go back to eating the way that we know kept our health intact, and that includes getting 70% of our calories from animal fat.
Pam, let me ask you this. Steve Garrison likes to call you the crazy lady because you have the guts, the intestinal fortitude, to slay so many sacred cows in the health field. And you've taken a lot of flack over the years, and this is one issue on which people have said, why do you have that woman on the air? Tell me how you feel today.
Well, I mean, I honestly, Andy, I still take a step back. I know you're really excited, and I'm really excited about this research coming through. But unfortunately, it can take years to undo the brainwashing from the low-fat lie. I mean, think about how long we believed that the Earth was flat. Can you imagine living in that era where you learned that the Earth was not flat? A lot of people are going to be super angry over this, and they're going to stay in denial around this. They're going to think that this research is flawed, but it's very, very true. And so it's going to still take a while. It's going to take years yet to undo the brainwashing over the low-fat lie.
Okay, Pam, hold that thought. We have to take a short break for traffic and weather. When we come back, I want to ask you, okay, let's say that people all along have said they don't believe you because you're Pam Colleen and you live in London, Ontario, and you couldn't be right about something that dramatic. Now it turns out you were. But now that the research has come from 52 different studies, and this study published in The Lancet, 53 studies actually, and this study is published in The Lancet, research done at Harvard and Brigham Young, okay, now they're going to believe you. The question is, so what do they do about it, and how long will it take? Pam, we'll talk about that when we come back in just a moment right here on The Live Drive with Andy Ubel on News Talk 1290 CJBK. 5:24 on your Friday afternoon, time change weekend. Okay, if you've just joined us, we've been in conversation with Pam Colleen about the big news flash in the news today from Harvard and Brigham Young that everything we've been told about low-fat diets is a lie. That if you really want to lose weight, it's low-carb, not low-fat. And so we've been discussing that over the last few moments. Pam Colleen, a London author and nutritionist, has been saying this for 10 years. So pardon her if she's gloating a little bit today. She's not. She's just very concerned about the health care crisis that we have in North America. As she keeps saying, we're sicker, fatter, and more depressed than we've ever been. Depression at the top of the list of nasty side effects from not having enough animal fat. So here's my question to you, Pam, now. Now that this research comes from Harvard, now that this research comes from 53 scientific studies, and people are hopefully going to say, okay, now I believe it. Now I believe it. Now I've got to start worrying more about the carbs than I do about fat, animal fats. Is there a danger of plunging right in? Do you take it slow? What approach do you take?
No, and that's a great question, because the vast majority of your audience has probably been eating a low-fat diet now for not just one generation, but two generations, three generations. And so what happens when we reintroduce animal fat into the diet, this can feel very uncomfortable in the belly, because essentially the belly has forgotten how to digest animal fat. So you're right, Andy. When they learn this information and they realize we have to go back to eating this way, it's good to start off with maybe smaller amounts of animal fat and gradually reintroduce it to get to a greater quantity. So this paradigm that I often talk about with you, Andy, is eating a bacon and egg style breakfast, a meat and potato style lunch and dinner, very figuratively speaking there, of course. And, of course, the potato needs to be loaded with high-fat sour cream and lots of butter. But, you know, when you return to eating this way, just, you know, start with smaller amounts of fat and increase gradually. And that's probably a more comfortable way for your belly to adapt to the change.
There's so many great lines attached to this lie. And one of them was the belief that eating fat makes you fat.
It's true that that's been the belief system, but it's certainly not true. Fat does not make us fat. It is carbohydrates that drive insulin and insulin that drives fat. And so in that report, they acknowledge that a high carbohydrate diet is actually the culprit, because high carbohydrate by default implies low fat. And so really, we have to do a complete paradigm shift. We have to go high fat and low carb in order to regulate our hormones so that we can lose weight. And that report did reinforce that, by the way, by saying that the low carbohydrate diet in the long run is more sustainable for weight loss.
Okay, so let's talk about what we need to shy away from those carbs. Let's show some pictures here on the radio. What do we need to stay away from?
Okay, so breakfast, absolutely avoid this commonplace breakfast of box cereal, skim milk, orange juice. You've got to return to eating a more wholesome breakfast full of animal fat, and that would include something like a bacon and egg or an egg and sausage style breakfast. That is what is going to sustain your appetite, sustain your blood sugar, and your mood for an entire morning. It's far healthier to start off your day with that kind of breakfast. And for lunch, avoid having sandwiches if you can. And if you do eat a sandwich, make sure it's loaded with butter and fatty meat in between the slices of bread. And hopefully that bread is going to be a really high-quality traditional sourdough bread, if you do eat bread.
We have, because we believe the big fat lie, that eating fat makes you fat, and you got to go you got to avoid calories, you've got to avoid animal fat. That has led to so many health ailments. What are some of them?
Oh, gosh, you know, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. It's not just about obesity. It's cancer, heart disease, diabetes, the three big ones, Andy. I mean, it's this low-fat lie that it essentially caused chronic disease here in North America. That's why I think we're going to see a reduction in these kinds of chronic health problems as we start reintroducing animal fat in the diet. And the benefits that we see from this dietary shift are not going to be immediate by any stretch of the imagination. We have to undo the damage that has been done because of this kind of malnutrition that has occurred over the last few decades.
If people aren't going to take it from Pam Colleen, point us to some books, some research. I'm thinking, for example, the book Wheat Belly.
No, I mean, there's Gary Taub's book, Why We Get Fat, his original book, Good Calories, Bad Calories, Nina Teichholz's book, The Big Fat Surprise. I mean, there are loads of books out there that people can read. I have a books page on my website with all sorts of books that have been screaming, you know, about this information for years now, warning consumers not to go low fat, that we have to go back to a high fat diet. So there's loads of books out there right now. When I first started learning this information, of course, Andy, there were very, very few books out there talking about this subject. And now there's been an explosion of books warning us about the low-fat lie.
Pam Colleen, we're out of time. We thank you so much. Quick text message. Hey, Andy, PETA, people for, you know, the animal rights group. Yeah, they're going to go crazy over this news. Ha, 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 says the texter. We'll have more when we come back in just a moment right here on the Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.